Welcome back on Matadors Pregame. Eddie Corneo joins us, as he always does, the head coach of the Matadors and the Aspire Apartments Coaches Report. Matadors getting ready to take on Long Beach State. Doubleheader Friday as head of a three-game Big West series. And, Coach, back to conference play. You split the games at Utah over the weekend. I know you'd love to have played that third game, but weather wouldn't allow it. It seems like we have a lot of games affected by weather this year.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. We have to compensate and adjust, and it's no different than playing professionally. And you know, you do whatever management tells you.
Tuesday against CBU, the result obviously wasn't what you wanted. What do you think? Was it with the team a little weary from the road trip, you think?
It's hard to say. I mean, I don't attribute, you know, those losses to any excuses. We had our older guys in the lineup. We didn't have our experience on the mound. That could have attributed to it. The road trip was long. Who knows? I mean, we weren't ourselves. We didn't play clean defense. We didn't pitch. And we struggled offensively. So I don't think there's one particular reason for that.
Long Beach State comes in. You guys have had success against them the last couple of years, but they're kind of a live dog team. They really pitch well. They're in the top five in both WHIP and in ERA this year. They haven't scored a lot of runs, though, but they say in baseball, good pitching generally beats good hitting. Is that an okay adage, do you think?
Sure. I mean, I think the pitching staff that they have lined up, I think they're going to be tough. And we haven't faced a pitching staff quite like this. I mean, I can maybe compare it a little bit to Oregon State. And they've got maybe a little bit more depth on the back end. But who's to say? They had a rough weekend last weekend. Maybe they're a little bit more determined to be better. But so are we. And I think we just have to put our best foot forward, see what happens.
We talked about him a little bit this year. Kevin Fitzer has just continued to really mash, and more than halfway into the season, his numbers are picking up where he left off last year. And I know, you always tell me how he's a big team. He always wants to be part of what's going on with this team. He wants to, not worry more about himself but about the team. How does that influence the rest of the lineup? You think it has a residual effect?
Well, sure. If your best player doesn't buy into your culture, then it makes it hard for everyone else to buy in. And, our two best offensive players right now, or I should say our three best, Kevin Fitzer, Jacob Simons, and Kamayu Neighbors, I don't ever question them. I think they're all three of them are leaders of this team. They're very vocal. They help make guys accountable. Kevin has had a pretty rough road coming in early, tearing his ACL, having to watch a lot of baseball. And, from a lot of players I've had over the years, they see the game a little differently when they're on the sidelines and they can't do much. And coming back off of ACL, getting cleared 2 weeks into his first season and still being able to hit above 300 is a testament to how good of a bat-to-ball skill a player he is. But the biggest difference for me is the maturity of the at-bats and the power he's been able to accumulate. He's just bigger, stronger. I think he has a very high IQ. He can run really well. I think he's an exciting player.
From the pitching standpoint, I mean, you look at the numbers. I mentioned the Long Beach State numbers. I know the numbers aren't where you and Coach Suri want them to be. Thomas obviously has been solid. He's kept you in every Friday game. Is that a byproduct maybe of some games that got away from you? Or do you still want, I know from the bullpen, you still want a little more consistency.
Yeah, we want a lot more consistency. I've got Kenji Polaris and Ryan Wentz, who are a little older and more mature. I've got them bridging today, and we'll see how that goes. I haven't named a Sunday starter, or potentially, whenever we play that game, I haven't named a Sunday starter, but I'm doing that on purpose only because I need Justin Vose to come in and possibly bridge today too, and all hands on deck for the doubleheader today. And I played it maybe a little conservative with UC Davis the first game of that doubleheader, trying to see how far I could wait to bring in Josh Romero. I'm not going to do that anymore. I mean, we got to try and win.
You do. You're back to league play now for the rest of the year going forth, and it's a gauntlet going forward. But I know as a coach, you guys welcome the challenge, because obviously if you want to go to where you want to go, you're going to have to beat good teams.
Yeah, we have to play our best baseball toward the end of the season, and you know, you've had more experience, you've had your lumps along the way. If we're not learning and getting better, then we have to really question what our culture's about. So, you know, last year, looking at kind of our conference schedule being really top-heavy, to me that is more worrisome, because maybe you're not sharp coming out of your non-conference schedule, but you have to be to play those better teams. You know, so we couldn't have wanted anything different at this point. So there's, again, no excuses. We've got to play well down the stretch.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Good luck.
You're welcome.
Eddie Corneo joining us right back after this.